With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Welcome everyone to this very special EvoStick Extra, pre-recorded live here at Moor Lane. It's Tuesday night, it's the big local Manchester-ish semi-final between Salford City and Ashton United. We're hooking up with Salford City's MixLR tonight to bring you live coverage as it happens. But this is the podcast, you already know the score. But before the kickoff, what an atmosphere here at Moor Lane, James.
It is as well. I'm seeing a full souls out of the Blythe Workington game. Same atmosphere is up there, so it's amazing to see the crowd tour a playoff semi-final. Never mind that, the same night as a Champions League game, there's more attention on these matches I've been seeing than there is on the actual game about a certain player not starting for them. But you've got to expect it. Look at the way that the four teams that have made the playoffs have been playing for the last couple of weeks, indeed over the season. All six playoff games, including the ones in Division 1, North, Division South, are going to be cracking games. I can see quite a few going to penalties because of how close the teams are. But it's opportunities now for the teams, a one-off situation, to grab it while they can.
Absolutely. And we should also mention, obviously, there's Workington against Blythe tonight. We're hopefully going to get highlights of that. We're hopeful at this time. But if you don't hear highlights during this podcast, it's because we didn't get highlights. But it's a very interesting evening. Later on in the podcast, we're going to be speaking to Stafford Rangers' Neil Kitchen, because obviously they won the league. He's got his feet up this week thinking, balls to your playoffs, not interested. It's a football podcast, so I can say balls to it. It's those kind of balls. But anyway, James, what's your prediction for tonight in both playoff semis?
Looking at how the team's been playing during the season as well, you've got the two Premier games, you've got to edge the home teams. But I said this last year, and both home teams went out on the night as well. Again, they are what they are, one-off games, so do or die tonight. No second chance at all. The way Salford have been playing the last couple of weeks, it looks like they're getting ready for the playoffs rather than pushing up the league table. Blythe, you saw what they did on Saturday. They fell away at Marine. Hopefully that won't hamper him too much. If it's going to be a shock in the playoffs, it'll be at the Blythe-Workington game. We all remember Workington last year, same situation, lost the last game of the season and then they threw it away against the Ilkeston. It's their chance for revenge. Obviously, any of the four, any of the four teams can actually go up this week. So it's all down to the attitudes on the night.
So hello to FCM Radio and Whitby Town Radio listeners. Salford City against Ashton United coming up very, very shortly. It's going to be available on Salford City's MixLR as well. But we've also got Swampy here, and it's a special night for Swampy. It's part two of Swampy's last stand.
It is indeed, Ben. Yes, that's quite true. Yes, thank you.
Because Swampy's leaving us at the end of...
At the end of the week, Ben. At the end of the week.
So last night we did Manchester FA Saturday Challenge Trophy between Earlham Steel and Wivenshaw Town. We commentated on it, and you know what, Aaron Flanagan? It sounded like a proper football match, and it was.
What a great game it was as well. I mean, the opening 8 minutes, an absolute howler by the goalkeeper from Earlham Steel's. Ball squirmed under his body, and then you thought, goodness gracious, is he going to come back from it? Well, he did. He put off three absolute worldies in the second half, and then saved three penalties in the penalty shootout. What a goal, what a game. What a really, really good advertisement for Step 12 football, Ben. And that's what it was, Step 12. But the quality on the show at Broadhurst Park was absolutely superb. There was a number of scouts there, there was a number of managers there, and even at Step 12, you know, you can start looking at players, you know, especially the younger ones. I mean, not only did they have the younger ones there, but there was Abadaki.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think he's played for about 19 clubs, and he's played his trade at...
Wivenshaw Town. Absolutely. So that was last night. Tonight it's Salford against Ashton United. Tomorrow it's Mosley against Stalybridge Celtic from Ewan Fields. On Thursday he's got a Q&A with Ken Loach. On Friday night it's Dudeson Scarborough against, well, we'll find out tonight if it's going to be Marina Colwyn Bay. And on Saturday, FC Live, the last one of the season and the last one for Swampy for a year or two, solid home odds against FC. So
still got three shows on the on Radio 5 Live, though, Ben, for the non-league
show. Well.
Still got three shows to go. But interesting, just going back to listen to what Teagot was saying about this stage of the season, I honestly believe that the league has to change. And the reason why I say that is because with a team that finished on 99...
Hobby horse time.
A team that's finished on 99 points, as Blythe have, I think... The two teams here today, one's on 84.
Something,
I think it was 84, 86 points. I think you've got to go through. If it's over 10 points, I think you have to go automatically up.
You've said this before.
It works in the Italian leagues, and I think that's why it should work in semi-pro football as well, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, great game available, though, tonight.
So we're coming up to when Salford MixLR come online live, as it happens. Will Moorcroft is going to be commentating this evening for Salford City, and are you excited this evening?
Yeah, absolutely buzzing for it. I mean,
hold your horses. We've got 20 seconds before you go on air. Don't want to ruin it too late.
Too soon, yes.
So Will's going to do it with Swampy tonight, and commentary's coming up very shortly on Salford MixLR, on Whitby Town Radio, on SC Radio. Proper non-league event tonight here at Moor Lane. It's now time to hand over to Will Moorcroft to bring you the coverage.
Towards the back post, Jay Lynch comes out, and again, on challenge, catches it calmly, booting it straight upfield, trying to get Salford going. Hume challenging for it, winning it. It looked like handball there, bounces back to Hume, he gets it to Johnson. It's a good one too. Hume now on the right hand side, guts in, gets it across, goes for the shot, saved, head up, Johnson, Salford City 1, Ashley United 0. Fantastic work by Jordan Hume, tenacity to keep going. And he just got it back. He's in the right place at the right time. And a cute little header to loop it over Paul Phillips. Advantage Salford, 25 minutes played. Well, and that's the sort of desire you need if you want to win these games.
There was a hint of offside about it, but you play to the whistle and did exactly that. He cut inside, he got the shot away, it was defended. The ball came up nicely for him. He was still there in the right position, and he's headed it and loops it over the goalkeeper there. And Salford, as I say, take the lead. And just at a time where Ashton were having a little bit of joy, that's a great way of nullifying that very, very quickly. And as I say, it was all about, as you rightly say, the word I like using a lot, and Ben hates it, tenacity. He carried on going. He wanted the ball, he wanted to win it, and he did exactly what he should have done. He put the ball in the back of that at the second attempt.
So welcome back to Moor Lane. It's half time here, and 1-0, James. What's your views on this game so far?
It has been quite an even game, to be honest. If anything, Salford are just edging it. There seems to be a lot of argument at the back at the moment with Ashley United. But going forward, both teams really look like they are going for it. There's no blood loss, if that makes sense, tonight. But Salford are just making the most of the attack and the mistakes at the back. Mistake at the back is what you can call the Salford goal, in my opinion. Just didn't look like there was any interaction between the back four, and just let Jordan Hume get the lob in to take the lead there straight away. But even game, and you can see Ashton getting one back, but if they don't sort the back out, this could be an absolute goal fest for Salford tonight.
So as Will said there, we're going to be returning to Amy's Radio in about 10 minutes or so for the second half, but that gives us enough time here on FC Radio and Whitby Town Radio to discuss what else is going on in the Evostick Northern Premier League tonight. It's 25-9, it's Tuesday night, there's all kinds of stuff going on. First off, the other semi-final for the NPL Premier Division, up at Blyth. What's going on, James?
At half-time, it's Blyth 1, Workington 1. Workington took the lead after about 35 minutes for Wallaston. Impressive strike from outside the area to give them the lead. But Blyth just on the edge of half-time. Reid got them back into the game.
Workington still have it, edge of the area. Through to Allison, chance! Has he scored? He has! Allison has put Workington in front. Thoroughly deserved! It's Blyth 0, Workington 1. Scott Allison, the 29th goal of the season after 33, almost 34 minutes here at Croft Park. And the Workington fans are behind that goal, absolutely delighted. It didn't seem as if they were going to get the ball through. They did, though. Scott Allison doesn't miss those. It's Workington 1, Blyth 0. Now then, Blyth, in the last few seconds of the first half, lifted forward in towards the area again. Workington, nobody there. Ball into the box, danger. Good cover. Still Workington defending. Oh, it's gone in! Workington wrong-footed, and Blyth have equalised in the last seconds of the half. Workington players remonstrating with the referee, who gave the corner that was effectively set up the equaliser.
How many times have we seen a fifth place team defeat the team who've just been pipped to the title? The one thing is, when we spoke to Tom Wade a couple of weeks ago, they kind of already come to terms with the fact that Darlington were going to win. It was just all the cards were in their favour. So there was time to prepare for this. They weren't like totally dejected going into this week. So we'll keep an eye on that one. I've asked the Facebook group, can someone please record Radio Cumbria? That'd be really nice. My colleague Marv, who normally does this kind of thing, he's out at a gig tonight. I mean, what's that about? You don't go out for a gig when the football season's still on. Ridiculous. Anyway, Elsewhere, the semi-finals take place in where do you want to go? Division 1 North or South? Oh, both. Okay. I still need to pick one first, James. Let's go North.
It is a bit of a shock here. It's only just gone half-time, but Spennymoor are trailing 1-0 at the moment to Berska. Berska with a very, very early lead. Sounds like a real packed house as well, because the delay kick-off about 5 to 10 minutes, select crowds in, and they were still queuing out. So, again, for Berska fans travelling up, congratulations going up there on a Tuesday night with short notice. But again, that one is the shot for a book, in my opinion. I think everyone had Spennymoor down to absolutely romp the semi-final.
I think you'll find Andrew Simpson said don't be surprised with Berska, because Berska are plucky. They've had good cup runs this season, and they've got a shock in up the sleeve. So there you go. We'll keep an eye on that one as well for full time at half. 25 to 10 later. Division 1 South.
In Division 1 South, it's a bit more streamlined. Colville are currently 3-0 up against Badsford. Goal of the match, goal at the so far.
Basford.
Goal of the match, though. You can watch this on Picture or Play later on. Alex Troke with a wonder strike from 35 yards out. I've already seen it myself, and it is impressive. But Colville look like they absolutely are dominating the game. And more, obviously, they're another team. Last couple of seasons, been struggling in the playoffs. Going to either go down in the semi-finals to fifth place, or if not to losing away in the final. But again, this is their opportunity now to upset Shaw Lane if Shaw Lane gets to the final. If not, they've got a great chance of getting there.
And the advantage Colville have had is they've been third. It's like Salford. They've been third for ages, and they've not really been pressured that much over the past month by anyone in fourth or fifth, and they weren't going to catch the team in second and first. So Colville, got a funny feeling about Colville.
If they do win the playoffs, Colville, I'd expect to be really strong in the Premier next season anyway.
Sutton Colville proved that, didn't they?
Colville are prepared for the Premier, so they would cause a lot of team trouble going down there in the next season.
Now then, that's the playoffs. There's no other playoffs. The other one's taking place tomorrow, isn't it?
The other two are, yeah.
So we'll cover that tomorrow, because we're back tomorrow, people, here on FC Radio. Anyway, I don't know if Andrew Snaith can be bothered doing the Manchester Premier Cup final there on the North East, but you're welcome to it if you want, Andy. But we're back tomorrow for Mosley against Stalybridge Celtic here on FC Radio anyway. So we'll cover those other semi-finals there live on this station. Also, we're back on Friday night, and that is going to be on Whitby Town Radio as well, for the Dudeson. Scarborough booked their place 4 months ago, I think it was. The other semi-finals take place tonight between Marine and Colwyn Bay. What's going on in that one, James?
Marine have took a 3-0 lead against Colwyn Bay. Two goals really early on, and then a sending off during the free kick settled Marine for the third one there. Looking like a more control game for Marine than Colwyn Bay. With Colwyn Bay, we have seen them during the season, they have collapsed in places, but they have been known to also fight back in the second half. Looking at the sending off, you're going to expect them to possibly say it's game over for them. Marine, last couple of weeks have been impressive in and out. So we're potentially looking at a Liverpool v North East match at Farsley's coming Friday, but Colwyn Bay have been known to make these comebacks as well.
James, we've made this mistake before with regards to Scarborough. Is Scarborough further south than Bridlington?
I've been told off of this in the past, so let's leave it at that.
Good. And I've been to wrestling matches at the Bridlington Spa. I still couldn't tell you where it is, if it's north or south of Scarborough. Anyway, so it's half-time here at Moor Lane. Currently 1-0 to Salford City against Ashton United. Full commentary coming up in a second here on FC Radio, Whitby Town Radio, but more importantly on Amis Radio. So we'll be doing that in a second or two. But this end of the season we've got here, technology-wise, we've been toying with this now. I'm tempting fate here. This computer's going to crash in the second half. But technology-wise, Salford City have come this season with a radio station. It comes into its own in these final weeks where these events taking place. So you get listeners from around the world looking at the Northern Premier League and matches like this.
You do indeed. And again, technology is only making it easier. You've got TV cameras here again tonight for the Salford, so no doubt tonight will be on BBC some point in the summer or autumn again. All over the world, there's more people probably listening to this now, say that the empty house at Man City was. There's more people listening, but
there is. Stick with that comment, James. It's true. But also, the MPL Facebook group should be congratulated for just being marvellous, really, and engaging with audiences across the world. How can people get involved with the MPL Facebook group, James?
Facebook.com/groups/the MPL, or on Twitter @the MPL group.
And obviously, so you mentioned the cameras at Salford City, but also this radio station, Amis Radio, it's just MixLR people, and it's actually a trial account. It's totally free, so there's nothing stopping people doing this at any club. It's cheap and it's effective, and if you get a good commentator here like Will, then you can run with it, and it's great. You need to get it at Radcliffe, James.
Well, that number of clubs that are starting to grow and grow with the radio stations, Hyde, Blyth, Glossop North End the last two seasons. Glossop in the North West Counties had a radio station. Colne have got them as well, so if they come up, there's about six stations already for the First Division North. So if all it takes is someone who's able to do it.
I'm going to thank you, James Hayes. It's now time to hand over back to Will for the second half here at Moor Lane.
Gorton, the captain, still up there, trying to get side back into this one. It's come off and gone for a corner for Ashton.
Do you think the fact that Chadwick has the pace that you know about, Salford have just gone a little bit deeper and sort of like, you know, allowing the ball to come onto them rather than actually going at this team? Because you want to
look it.
For yeah. me, I mean, sometimes it's psychologically, you start dropping back a little bit yeah. more. Salford should be just pushing forward as much as they can to continue to try and get a second here.
Into winger coming in. It's a good one into the deep of the box. Header on it from deep. Haining, right in the middle of the area. It was put right onto his head and he just rocked it into the far post. No one marking on there for Salford. And there's the equaliser and the pressure's told.
Really.
You talk about desire in the for the goal for Salford. There was desire from a player there. He sawed his body into the wall. The header in goes off a couple of players as well. And, it's one apiece and all to play for. But it was the quality of the ball into the penalty area from that corner. It was absolutely superb.
Wow. And there is the 90-minute whistle from the referee. This one is going to added time. But as for that second half, Ashton were much better. They did what they had to do. And I imagine Steve Halford and Paul Phillips' team talk was, let's go out there and let's get back at them.
You're a semi-final of a cup competition. Well, a competition that puts you into the football, into the league above. And you've got to really make a showing of yourself and a good account for yourself, because you don't want to go out of this stage on a damp squib, and you don't want to be sort of like thinking, well, if I've done this, have I done that? And they've come out the second half, they've attacked it well, they've got an equalising goal, and it's been a much more even contest in the second half opposed to the first half, where, as I say, that Ashton really were second best for a lot large parts.
So, full time here, Swampy, what do you reckon?
Well, it's anybody's now, really. I still fancy Salford, to be honest, because there's Richie Allen's on the pitch, there's a bit of quality, a bit of pace there. We've got to see whether or not the likes of Linfield comes on and tries to stretch the game a little bit. But at the same time, you know, a bit of magic. I mean, we were at a game last night, it was penalties. Are we going to go all the way to penalty tonight?
And any surprises with Blyth? I mean, we've seen it loads of times before. Team finishes second and you know.
Well, it's, you know.
I mean, we spoke to Tom Wade and he kind of was saying we're ready for the playoffs. But
well, I thought they were ready for the playoffs as well, because what they'd done is they knew they weren't going to win the league, and I think they resigned themselves to that. However, I mean, Workington have pulled an absolutely tremendous result. If it's finished 4-3, then absolutely superb. So the full time whistle has gone, and Blyth have been beaten.
Calvert chests it down and goes after it forward to McGee. McGee, good ball in then to Alisson. Tip past his man, Alisson. Oh, he's got brilliant goal. Brilliant goal! That's his 30th of the season! Scott Allison makes it 30, 55 minutes gone, Blyth 1, Workington 2, Workington's top scorer has done it again! Tinian gathers but can't control it, it's back with Blyth on the halfway line, coming forward, good challenge, Workington get it back, McGee now break on, forward, oh, just was that the right ball, Allison's onto it, edge of the area, turns his man, Allison, and again, scores! Oh, brilliant goal! Another hat-trick! The man is amazing. 31 goals, that's his fifth hat-trick of the season. Oh, that's 67 minutes on the clock. Oh, what a goal. Brilliant goal. Scott Allison and Workington. Well, I said it on last Tuesday. Scott Allison 4, Matlock 1. It's now Blyth 1, Scott Allison 3. Here's a corner from the right-hand side, floated in. There's a Blyth head on it. It's not clear yet. It's lifted across goal. Oh, and an important header by Wilson. Not clear. Right on edge. Into the area again. In the mix. It's a goal. It's put in. Blyth have pulled it back to 3-2. Stildale into the area. Oh. Good challenge. Fourth danger. Oh, great block. Kyle May of all people. Brilliant block by the defender. But it's not clear. All right, hand side. Neeshaw tries it in. Oh, it's scored! Turned in. It's 3-3. I think it's Maguire. 3-3. 6 minutes from time. Five added minutes. As Wigan didn't have the ball on that left-hand side, trying to get it into the area. Shot from distance, it bounces out to Wilson. Wilson drives it, scored! He scored! Rob Wilson, in the 91st minute, has made it Blythe 3, Workington 4. He's celebrating with the fans behind the goal. This game has had more twists and turns. Workington are back in front at the death. Blythe 3, Workington 4.
Right, welcome back to More Lane for those of you who've stayed with us. Thank you very much. Teams are just getting ready to start the first period of extra time. So, quite simple, two halves, 50 minutes each. If it stays a draw at the end, it will be the dreaded penalty shootout. James Poole getting ready to take a corner. It's going to be an in-swinger. And it comes, it's a good one. Lohausen went for it, comes to centre. Settle! Lohausen's in! He's made the difference. We're just saying that he needs to do something. He's done immediately now within the minutes to cut it on. What a goal to give himself the lead again. Absolutely sees great celebrations on the touchline. Direct corner, came in from Poole, came out from Housen, and now we're setting on the edge, just rifled it right into the top corner and restoring Salford's lead. 3 minutes into added time. Clark with the ball back over the top. Arshin Ashton throwing, Hume chasing it down. It's not quite in the area for Phillips. Phillips stranded out of his goal. Hume in the corner, he's still being challenged by Phillips. He's got the right side. Hume, what can he do? This one gets across in. Free header. He comes in. He gets it now. Absolutely terrific, however, for Paul Phillips. And Salford have made the absolute most of that. Salford leads 3-1. 7 and a bit minutes to go here at Moor Lane. And that is criminal from the joint manager.
Absolutely. Well, he could only blame himself there. Dilly down. He should have pushed the player. He should have do whatever he could. The ball got whipped across at the back post. Throwing himself in there. What a header. What a goal. That is Salford in the final.
So, James, we'll be back tomorrow, but your closing thoughts on that one.
Ashton United, to be honest, let the game slip away. It was really even until the 60th, 70th minute, and then the temper really just decided to get to him. Some pointless tackles going left, right and centre, and he just held it back into the game to win it. But again, Ashton, in the last couple of minutes, they lost control of themselves. They had nothing looking like they were going forward, and just ending the day, they let Salford walk over him for the last 10-15.
Well, they did the same at Hurst Cross. They got beat by 3-0. And for me, Ashton have not done themselves any favours tonight. I thought James Dean was he was a passenger, you know, and I thought the game hinged upon him getting up, winning the headers, playing it onto Pilkington with his pace. 25 goals this season, didn't get a sniff in that respect. It was lackadaisical. They didn't keep over the possession of the ball enough. They got an equaliser, and it was quite an even contest to a degree, but you always felt Salford had something about them. Yeah. Better quality of the ball, better possession, held it better, wanted it more, there was more desire. They won every second ball, and that's a difference. When you win every second ball, you're going to win a game of football. And he went to extra time, and then obviously they lose Richie Allen. On comes Seddon, and what first touch, and what a first goal.
Exactly.
Absolutely superb. Sucker punch.
The good news is for Ashton, though, at least for next season's MPL preview show, we've got it nailed down what we're going to say about Ashton. Don't we? We're going to get in the playoffs every year. It's a good track record they've got, Ashton United.
It is.
We'll discuss the final between Workington and Salford here at Moor Lane on Friday night's MPL show, which will be out on, well, Friday night.
It'll be out Friday night. We'll do it live from...
Live from Farnsley.
And the Dukeson Cup.
And the podcast version will be out on Friday evening. I'll publish it on the way back.
Good man.
That's how we're
going
to do it. But from everyone here at Moor Lane, goodbye. I'm now going to hand over to Ben, James and Swamper at Ewan Fields in Hyde on Wednesday night.
Welcome everyone to Ewan Fields. We're here for the Manchester Premier Cup final between Mosley and Stalybridge Celtic on Wednesday evening. It's currently 2-1 to Division 1 North's Mosley. Quite a good game.
Yeah, very indeed. So very even until the sending off, like on for a deliberate handball. Rightly so, given in my opinion. But Mosley are just edging it. Mike Fish is having a brilliant game, in my opinion. He's one of the players that I admire from Division 1 North. quite a lot, and as a result, he's playing the wrong level, in my opinion. Staley was having him known to come back in the second half in a lot of games, but I don't see it tonight with 10 men and a strong Moseley side.
So this is a part of the broadcast which is also going to feature on Evo Stick Extra out this evening. So there's playoff semi-finals taking place this evening. We should say now a big thank you to BBC Radio Cumbria for stepping in and providing highlights. We got in touch with them today, and they've gladly handed it over, and superb commentary it was from last night's match up there at Croft Park between Blyth Spartans and Workington, which Workington won by 4-3. And Salford City, they won in their match as well. Obviously, they won 3-1 against Ashton United, setting up a thrilling match on Saturday between Salford City and Workington, with live coverage on 26-0 and Amis Radio, yep, as well as, of course, on BBC Radio Cumbria. By the way, listener, it was all part of the deal to get the highlights. Radio Fair Cumbria, enough. Yay! So, what's happening tonight? We've got one playoff semi-final in Division 1 North and one playoff semi-final in Division 1 South. Where are we up to?
Right, I'll start with the calm of the two at this moment in time. In the South, it's currently Shore Lane Appleforth 0, Lincoln United 0. Lincoln United, the stronger of the two sides at this moment in time, with more chances up front. But Shore Lane very late on, two corners, just edging the bar. So a very even game there, but key fact for this one is Lincoln won both league games as well, so it's not going to be as easy as the Shore Lane record, and we saw it last night as well. Second place team going down to fifth place. Yeah, obviously second place teams who have just narrowly missed out on a playoff race do tend to go into the playoffs a bit more shaky, so it's Lincoln's there to win. Up in Division 1 North, it is currently Northwich 1, Glossop 1. Northwich taking lead after 2 minutes from a penalty from a handball by Glossop, but then within 5 minutes Glossop taking an equaliser. However, for the second half they will be without Andy Robinson, our recognised goalkeeper at Glossop. Andy Robinson was sent off midway through the first half for a, let's call it, violent conduct. I can't really explain how it happened any clearer without going into full detail, but however, as we mentioned there a second ago, there is no registered keeper on the bench tonight for Glossop. So for 45 minutes there'll be, I think it's Benji, they're saying, that's gone on for Glossop, so it's going to be a really tough struggle.
If there's anyone who's going to rescue you, it's going to be Benji.
Exactly.
But just to mention the Shore Lane Lincoln United match. Lincoln United were borderline in the playoffs for a long time, in and out with a pack of teams, but over the last few weeks they've solidified that fifth spot, and they've got a very capable team there, and obviously, as you said, played twice in the league already and won twice against Shore Lane, so that's probably why that's a bit of a cagey one. When it comes to Northwich Victoria Glossop, that's third game on the trot.
Third game around, so the teams will know each other very well, and they both won their away ties in that as well. Glossop go up against Vix 2, but again, they were both very, very close ties at the same moment in time. So looking for, that's going to be a more even tie, but the big task is there, especially for Glossop, because if you get sent off in the playoffs, you're instantly banned for the final. Have they got a keeper spare to go up to Spennymoor? It's going to be a tough ask for either team to go up there and get a result. I mean, Spurs were 45 minutes away from it last night, but
hey, let's ruin it. What happened in those playoff semi-finals last night in Division 1 North and South?
Spennymoor came back at half-time with 3 goals, so you take it 3-1.
After I said Burscoe were plucky.
They were very plucky, but
sorry
again,
about that.
But very obviously, Spurs did put a massive effort in, and to finish on 80 points in fifth place is an achievement in itself. But again, Spennymoor will host a final against the winners of Glossop and Northwich tonight. And in Division 1 South, the riot didn't stop as Colville Town ended up 5-0 winners against Basford.
Yay!
I got it right that time. But so obviously, I was mentioned last time, they were a very, very strong team going to the final, and I think they'll be keeping one eye on the Shore Lane result.
And if you're thinking to yourself, hey, I'm a Stalybridge Celtic fan, what are these two going on about? It's the Manchester Premier Cup final, my team's playing, it's half time. Just to let you know, in the National North tonight, Bradford Park Avenue are currently getting beat 2-0 at home to Nuneaton Town. Happy to help. Back to the Evo Stick though. Yep. And when it comes down to it, we've got a very good Premier Division playoff final on Saturday. Before that, we've got the Dudeson. And we mentioned the semi-final scoreline at half-time, but we never get the full-time between Marine and Colwyn Bay. What happened?
Marine ended up winning that one as well, 4-1, 3-0 at half-time. And then obviously 4-1 very early on in the second half sealed it for him. Colwyn Bay very late on getting a consolidation goal. but Marine looked like they were controlling the game in and out from the start. Colin Bay, we said obviously before that match started which Colin Bay would turn up. Unfortunately, it was the first one where what they've been doing for most of the season. I mean, this gentleman next to me will know more about Colin Bay, being a Hyde fan himself and from 26-0. So, obviously, Marine going to the final, but I reckon that could be a really close final. Last couple of years, we've had a boring 1-1 and an exciting 0-0. So, we're due to. Who knows what will happen this year?
Now, very shortly, if you listened to the podcast, very shortly we're going to be speaking to Neil Kitchen of Stafford Rangers. Obviously, they won the league last game of the season, and they don't have to worry about the playoffs. So we're going to be speaking to Neil Kitchen very shortly. But just to mention for Friday's festivities then, it's Scarborough against Marine from Farsley Celtic. We'll be going to air at about 7 o'clock, and we'll be previewing this Saturday's playoff finals, and we'll be hearing from Anthony Johnson, Jono as it were, one of the co-managers at Salford City, and I'm hopeful we'll be speaking to the manager at Workington, Derek. We'll be hopefully speaking to him. He's got my phone number, so hopefully we'll be having two interviews. Otherwise, I think it's unfair to just the Jono one. And also, we should mention, on Friday night, live here on FCUM Radio, as well as Whitby Town Radio, we'll be providing you with full coverage of Scarborough Athletic against Marine in the Duton. And it should be a cracking game, that one, shouldn't it?
Yeah, fantastic match. I reckon, again, two teams. Scarborough have got something to prove at this moment in this season. They've underperformed in Division 1 North. They've admitted it themselves. So to finish with some silverware, it's not going to be a huge relief for him, but it's something to celebrate. Whereas Marine, last quarter of the season, they've just been on, they've been the on form team, beating most of the top half teams as well, teams going for the playoffs, even giving Blyth, beat Blyth on the last day of the season. So again, they've got two strong attacking sides with something to prove. Marine, again, last couple of seasons have struggled in the Premier. It's going to be fantastic. Just quick mention, if anyone does see me running from Leeds train station to Farsley, could you give me a favour and give me a lift, please, because I'll be coming straight from work. So,
can we do this properly? If anyone's listening to this show now live or on the podcast on Thursday, can you please get in touch with James Hayes at TGOT? If you're going to this match at Farsley Celtic on Friday night, give the poor chap a lift. He's coming straight from work. He's going to be doing the radio. He's going to be doing the MPL group updates from the game. Give him a lift, please. There you go. So we've had the champions of Division 1 North. We've had the champions of the Premier Division on the show. But there's one division missing, and that's Division 1 South. Last league game of the season, the champions were crowned. They've been top of the league all season, though. Stafford Rangers. And joining me is the manager. It's Neil Kitching. Hello, Neil. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you, Ben. How are you?
I'm all good, mate. A big congratulations from everyone here at the MPL show. It must be a proud achievement.
Oh, yeah. Really proud. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we've had a fantastic weekend. And obviously to win the league on Saturday in a tight encounter and just a pip short line at the post to win it. You know, we're over the moon, really chuffed and pleased for everybody at the football club.
Now, last week we had a journalist, David Broom, on from the Staffordshire Newsletter, and we made the point that Stafford Rangers had been top of the league since, I think it was game five. How did you keep the nerves in check on Saturday?
Well, it's been tough all season, really. Obviously, from third week or fourth week of August, we've been top of the league, and we've been there to be shot at literally every game. You know, when you're top of the league and you know, quite a big club for the level that we're at. You're everybody's cup final, and every single game's been tough. And the nerves in every game have been, you know, been there. But especially towards the end of the season, as you know, Shore Lane have kept chipping away at our lead with their games in hand. Each game, especially away from home, has been more and more nervous for us. And Saturday was no different. It was a tense game. A good Colville side, who, you know, fair play to them. They put out their strongest possible side they could with playing tonight, obviously, in the playoff semi-final, and they gave us a right good game, but we got through it, we got the point we needed, obviously under immense pressure, and nerves, but we got the point we needed and obviously secured the championship.
And for Stafford Rangers, it's very welcomed indeed. Obviously, you took over, I think, at the end of the 2013-14 season, a very turbulent period for the club. How's the journey been getting back to the NPL Premier Division?
It's been tough. Obviously, the problems at the club have been well documented over the last three or four seasons, really. And taking over last year, you know, in their first season at Step 4, it was always going to be difficult. You know, a lot of restructuring off the pitch, you know, in the boardroom and sorting the finances out of the football club, and then trying to get it right on the pitch to be competitive, really, to make sure that, you know, it didn't fall down the pyramid any further. But we did that last year. We stabilised the football club. We probably had a more successful season than we thought we'd have last season by finishing just outside the playoffs on goal difference. So, you know, that last season gave us a basis to work on this season, and, you know, we've managed to strengthen last summer and strengthen it throughout, really, this season and bring in the necessary players to win the league, and that's what we've gone and done.
Now, as you alluded to earlier, Stafford Rangers is it's a big club for Step 4. It's a big club for Step 3, really. What are the plans for next season? Obviously, we've had Micklover and Sutton Coldfield proving themselves in the Premier Division. What's your general feeling for next season for Stafford?
Well, I want to enjoy this moment, really, over the next few weeks, and just sit down and enjoy it, really, and take it all in, because winning a league, you know, it's tough on any club. But, you know, especially a big club when it's expectant, you know, we're expected to be in the playoffs, we're expected to try and win the league, and we've done that. So I want to enjoy the moment, first and foremost. But plans going forward, you know, the last time Stafford were in at Step 3, three seasons ago, things didn't go well. They lost the first 8 or 9 games on the bounce, and, you know, we're all but relegated by Christmas. So we've got to make sure that we go into next season with our eyes open and make sure that we are competitive. We've got the right players on board to compete at Step 3, and we've got to build. You know, there'll be no shortage of trying to go in and win and do well at the level. But we know that we've got to, you know, really set it up and really try and strengthen it. And that'll probably take a couple of seasons. But they won't be short of us wanting to win football matches. That's for sure.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting league next season. Obviously, the playoffs this week are going to determine who joins you in the Premier Division and who stays as well when it comes to the teams in the Premier playoffs spots as well. Like you say, you've earned it. You should savour the moment. And Neil Kitchen, thank you for coming on the show, and a big congratulations. And should say as well, you must be welcoming to put your feet up over this next week when there's other teams tussling and that in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, look, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be out this evening, probably watching one of the semi-finals, and then obviously Saturday we'll go and watch the playoff final to see who joins us at Step 3. And you know, it's very open. We played a real strong Colville side on Saturday. You know, we know what Shore Lane are all about. They're a very, very good side. But I'm sure Lincoln and Bassford will feel they've got a chance as well. But it'll be interesting. It'll be nice just to be able to go and watch a game with no pressure.
Well, you enjoy yourself, Neil, and have fun. And congratulations once again. And we'll be speaking to you in next season on the Premier Show.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you very much.
Full times in the playoff semi-finals tonight. What's happened, James?
Right, so start with one that's actually finished at this moment, because there's still a couple of minutes left in the Division 1 North. It's ended up Shore Lane 3, Lincoln 2. Straight out of the bat, Wilson with a double header for Shore Lane at the start of the second half. Lincoln on the back end, that's Adam Priest putting 3-0 up in the middle. And then, obviously, going towards the lane, everyone thought it would be a fantastic comeback with Norris and McGovern scoring for Lincoln to bring them back into the game. But last couple of minutes, Shore Lane ended up sitting back and obviously getting through to the final, where they will host Colville on Saturday.
So second against third.
Second against third in that one, and it's looking like it could be the same in the Division 1 North final. A couple of minutes to play.
James. Go on, yeah. Commit to it.
I'm not going to fully commit to it, but as it stands, it's coming to Northwich 2, Glossop 1. Richie Bennett with 2 goals for Northwich and Lillian and her staff. But Glossop have been absolutely plagued with injuries tonight, sending off
Andy Robertson, what I say Rubes, because that's what I know him as, for a Mr. Paul Gascoigne-esque red card early on in the first half, leaving Benji, apologies, I don't know the player's full name, suspense, that's an hour in net of himself. Two head injuries as well during the game, but Glossop pulling back with a goal early on.
They've had a cracking season though, Glossop, haven't they? First season at this level.
Yeah, first season in this division. Fantastic team, fantastic setup, and no doubt next season they will be absolutely up there again next season. Obviously, there's still a couple of minutes left, but again, apparently Benji's been having the game of his life in net tonight. They've been pulling heroics left, right and centre, and with 1.8 players on the pitch. They've done miracles to keep it at 2-1. Well, I say it's a couple of minutes left, so I'm just waiting for the full time whistle there. I think it's in added time with 4 minutes left.
And I'm just going to hand over to the commentary team because there's been some breaking news on the pitch.
Well, yeah, Pratt's got man of the match, which is, you know, what we both agreed on. And deservedly so as well. And well, the Stellenbosch Celtic players come and collect their medals.
They look a little bit despondent, but to be honest, they've got what they deserve this evening.
Yeah, they have, to be honest. They've been second best, and you know, sometimes magnanimous in defeat, and you don't have to be over
joyous,
in winning. Why are we still commentating on the collection of a trophy?
Because that's what you do.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Now, Mosley, AFC, tremendous, done really well tonight, very impressed, good performance all round, and, you know, every player, as you say, everyone that came on did their job, everyone worked hard, and they thoroughly deserve it. Their fish is there with a brace this evening, and, you know, every player on that pitch has deserved the medal tonight, and some very good performances. There's Bandy going up as well, and... Well, it's been an all-round good performance from Mosley AFC. As the trophy now is being presented to the skipper. And the...
Hey, get in there.
Only team to win it four times on the bounce.
Indeed it is.
And we've got that stat without actually checking it, so that's going to be interesting later.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Has it finished full-time now?
Wigan Albion, it is Northwich 2, Glossop 1. Northwich will be making a long trip up to Spennymoor on Saturday.
So two cracking finals in Division 1 then.
Second v third in both of the finals as well. If I remember rightly as well, Charlotte and Colville have been draws both times this season. I'll just double check when I get home later on. But
doesn't have the radio now though, does it? Let's be honest.
Not
well, go on, carry on.
But even then though, both will be going for that one there as well. Colville again, everything to prove after the last couple of seasons where they failed in the playoff semi-finals and the playoff finals themselves. Charlene again, first season at this level for them as well, but very, very strong team. Players who have been in the Premier in the past, tough fixture. In the Division 1 North again, Northwich Vicks, a lot of people telling that they've made a bit of a shock tonight because everyone was back in Glossop to make the final, but again, team that have been there all season, they led for more half the season as well, let's not forget. So they've got the capability there to go up to Spennymoor and make the result. But again, Spennymoor over in Warrington Town with 142 goals. They've scored 110 themselves, so expect a lot of goals that game. So.
Well, Richie Bennett, he scored two tonight, hasn't he, again? And he's been a good player, good young lad. I think he's from the Mosden area because his dad comes in our cafeteria on occasions. Yeah. But he's a local lad, and he's been banging them in all season for them. And they're a good team, you know, a very, very good team. It's two very, very good finals, or three this weekend, in the Premier League, the North and the South Bend.
So we'll be previewing that on Friday night. Don't forget to join us on FC Radio and on Whitby Town Radio for the final of the Dudeson between Scarborough Athletic and Marine. We'll be providing live coverage at 7 o'clock, though. We'll be going on there to do a preview of the three playoff finals in the Evo Stick Northern Premier League, and three cracking games they are too.
I just want to thank Alan Alcott for moving kickoff back to 8 o'clock for that one as well. Cheers for listening to my
8 o'clock?
Yes, an 8 o'clock kickoff.
Did he say 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock kickoff now, the Dudeson.
What, in Farsley?
Yeah. Cheers, Alan, for that one.
So we'll be going to 7:30 now on Friday.
Roy Hughes just looked and gone like, what?
It doesn't go to extra time, does it?
Yes,
no, penalties.
Just straight to penalties, that's good news. Yeah. What was I going to say? A big thank
you. Well, always driving anyway.
A big thank you over the last couple of
just
nights.
Just shot me again.
A big thank you for the last couple of nights to Salford City Radio and to BBC Radio Cumbria for providing us with highlights. But that's the end of the podcast this week.
It is indeed.
On Evo Stick Extra. There will be a podcast out on Friday night as well, straight after the Dudeson final. But back to this, and I think is that pretty much.
I think that's us done, Ben. To be honest, we'll do some interviews for the podcast. I think that's probably the best thing to do.
Well, I don't know, you know, because you know there's other county cup competitions across the NPL, and we don't cover them. So, you know, and people say you're a bit Manx-centric on this podcast.
It's not down to me. Someone's got 26-0's gone down there. Demanded Bandy comes up. Anyway, Teagot wants to say something.
In regards to two other competitions, congratulations to Rush Hall as well for winning their County Cup tonight against Kidsgrove 4-1. And well done to Mickleover Sports, who have won the NPL Academy today as well.
Oh, there you go.
Well done, Mickleover.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, here in this Cup final, it's the victors are indeed Mosley AFC by 3-1, and certainly they deserved it on the evening. It was a very, very good game from them. They played some good football all the way through. And Stalybridge Celtic, well, takes two teams to tango. They weren't quite up to this evening, and we're going to leave you here from Ewan Fields, as I say, in good spirits and a good mood, and thank you for your company, and we'll be back again on Friday for the Dudeson Cup final,
part number four, Swampy's
and
last
then we'll
stand.
Have one final game on Saturday, which is FC United and Manchester versus the league champion Solihull Moors. If you can join us for that, even more so, fantastic.
And but I hope it's not as cold in Yorkshire on Friday with an 8 o'clock kickoff as it has been at Hyde in Tameside.
Right, you always know it's a warm welcome in Yorkshire.
It is indeed. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your company. We'll say good night. Thanks very much to Teagot.
Always Berkey.
Thanks very much to Suley.
Thank you very much, Swampy.
Say good night, Berkey. Good night, Berkey. Say good night, Suley.
Good night, Suley.
Say good night, Teagot.
Night. Oh, you're messing with brains.
Say goodnight, Ben. Say goodnight, Ben.
Congratulations to Mosley.
And don't forget also, on Saturday, you can join 26-0 for the playoff final at Moor Lane. They'll be there together with our good friends at Salford City.
No, because we've used goal highlights on this Evo Stick Extra podcast, we have to say that coverage is being provided by BBC Radio Cumbria. That's BBC Radio Cumbria.
What, on Saturday?
Yes, we have to say that because they've given us goal highlights for free.
Okay.
And thank you to
basically
the plumbing company.
Yes.
There's going to be three radio stations commentating the same game. Brilliant. That should be good
for
That's
fun. What you want.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, the more the merrier. So anyway, from Ewan Fields once again, it's nice to see a good game of football. It's nice to see a team playing attractive quality football and goals for once. And we'll see you again very, very shortly, ladies and gentlemen. With that, it's back to the studio.
Good evening.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.